Writers, welcome back to the Wellbeing Writer podcast. I'm so excited, and any new people who have joined, welcome. Come on in. Yes. So for you, any of the people who just tuned in, who just started watching my podcast, hello, my name is Mercenary Bunny, and I am a wellbeing writer and a content creator, and all of the content I make is to help writers. It all ranges from blogging to writing resonance to why we write to all of this stuff, and such as writing, motivational speaking, listening and speaking, point of view, and much more. And every second of it, I enjoy, embrace it, and put my heart into it, because I truly believe that every writer should embrace their well-being and evoke writing, because I wasn't always amazing at my craft. I sucked at self-expression. I didn't know how to express who I was as a person, and I just kind of fell into a dark hole, and the only way I could do it was through writing, and writing helped me express myself. And I decided that I'm gonna use my voice for people who don't necessarily know how to use it, or just don't feel like they have the potential to. And I've had a lot of people tell me I wouldn't get far. I've had people tell me that you're not good enough, but I didn't let that define me. I let that shape me as a person, and I'm here today to make content to help people that are struggling to embrace who they are as a person and struggle. And I'm going to show you that you can write and share your story and articulate who you are through your writing. And that's what I'm here to do. So today we're going to talk... Actually, before we talk about our topic, let me get into where you can reach me. You can actually reach me on a few sites. I have an Instagram and a Twitter. I'm pretty active on those. And I also have a YouTube. And I also have a Twitch. You can reach me on Twitch and YouTube as well. I'm live on those. Well, I'm live on Twitch, and I make videos on YouTube every once a week, around every Wednesday. So yes, what is today's topic? So today's topic is mental health. Are you stressing out as a writer? Are you burning out? Personally, I have struggled with burnout, mental health, depression, anxiety, isolation, all of these mental health experiences for years. I've been bullied for a very long time. I've had someone tell me I would never get to where I needed to be. My medical teacher, he supported me for years and told me that there would be a lot of people who make it, but you will never, because of your race and dark skin color, and would get checked. He said that behind my back to the class when I was going to the bathroom, and it crushed me because I thought he supported me. And I just suffered from even more intense anxiety, depression. I isolated myself, and the only escape I had was writing and video games, and I didn't know how to get out of that dark hole until I started reading about content creation and about how you can use your content to inspire people, and how Twitch is not just a gaming platform, it's a platform to inspire people. And I was just blown away and decided to spread my influence of writing to this world of content, and I'm gonna make a revolution for writers. And yes, I truly believe that you should be vulnerable with your audience. Show that you're vulnerable and tell your audience how you're feeling. It's not always good to have this perfect, smiley, happy-go-lucky demeanor all the time. We're human, we go through stuff, and I feel like you should tell your community what's going on, so that they can be right there with you and they can feel what's going on, so that you show that I'm a human. I go through stuff, and I'm here to make sure I tell you what's going on, and I'm gonna be open and vulnerable. And you have to do that to be an amazing reader, writer, blogger, anything that involves writing. You gotta show your community that I break sometimes, I bend, and I'm not perfect. I go through stuff, and I truly believe that in my community, that we have a very vulnerable, open, inclusive community, and we express what's going on, we say what's on our head, and we just support each other. So a lot of writers do struggle with mental health and burnout, and it's a very sad thing. Suicidal thoughts, depression, anxiety, autism, all of these things. I've suffered from suicidal thoughts, depression, and anxiety. And when you think about depression and anxiety, depression's on it more think about the past. Like, I just keep looking back at how I sucked at this or how bad I was. Anxiety, you think about the future, about you're fearful of what's about to happen. You have tension about, oh, something might happen. I don't think this is going to go as planned. And it affects writers. Writers look back at their writing and they're not happy, or they look in the future and say, is my writing going to really apply to anyone, resonate? And I truly believe that you need to take precautions to your health. Your health is number one, no matter what you're doing. There's just some writers who just put all of their energy into their craft, and they burn out very quickly, and they even lash out and isolate themselves. And yes, there's a lot of writers who just, they're honed in, and if anyone distracts them, they just lash out on them. I mean, personally for me, I don't lash out. I'm not that type of person, but some writers will isolate themselves and lash out on anyone who distracts them, and they will just stay zoned in to their content. But I truly believe in detox and taking a break from your content. And when people say, but we should be, when you're a writer, you should be writing 24/7. But everything you need to do in balance, even content. There's a lot of content creators out there who think, oh, I have all this time, I should be putting all of the time into my content. People are going to think I'm putting all of my heart into it, right? Well, you're wrong. That's a really bad way to think about it. When people say, the more work I do, the more stuff I put in, I'm putting in work. But that's a bad way to think about it, because you can easily burn out and then lose your momentum. If you do detoxes, not only are you going to physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally recharge for your next writing, but you're gonna be refreshed, and you're gonna be much more ready and see your writing in a different light that you never saw possible. And I truly believe in detoxing. I believe in journaling. Please. Oh my God, journaling is so amazing. It allows you to have a timeline of your life and to write about things that you feel and be present with your emotions and show, okay, what's going on? I need to write this down. And what emotion should I be present with more often, like happiness and excitement? And journaling is just such an amazing way to reconcile with your thoughts, your emotions, your experiences, and your opinions. And I truly believe in bullet journaling as well. I've been bullet journaling for a very long time, and I 100% support it. And another way to really hone in into your mental health as a writer and avoid burnout is diet. Oh my God, diet is something that I truly advocate. I am a vegetarian. I'm not telling anyone to go vegetarian, but I truly believe that fruits and vegetables, eating a well-balanced diet of fruits, vegetables, grains, nuts, and seeds, all of that will guarantee you the right state of mind, the right body. You'll be healthy in and out. You will feel amazing. You will be mentally, spiritually, and emotionally sharp. And I truly believe in exercising, not only that, but just getting your body moving every day. And yes, it's really hard to start exercising, but you will soon feel the benefits. And I also do believe in taking baby steps. Let's say you wanted to go to the gym today and you got up, you put on your shoes, but you felt like you still went to bed. That's a step. You should celebrate that. You got out of bed and you put on your shoes, you put on your gym clothes. That's a step. Or let's say you got out of bed and you brushed your teeth, you did your dishes. That's a step. Celebrate it. Celebrate every little accomplishment that you make, because little accomplishments will accumulate into bigger accomplishments. And then once you put on your clothes, get out of bed, put on your clothes, you walk to the gym and you're like, oh, I don't know if I want to go to the gym. I'm probably going to take a seat and just relax. That's still a step. You should be celebrating every little accomplishment you make, because that's going to allow you to accomplish bigger goals. And I also believe in, as a writer, to always be bettering yourself and to have goals that are all achievable, but also are large enough to affect your writing. So don't say, oh, I'm gonna write 5 books. That's not really reasonable. You need to do something that's reasonable, achievable, and big enough for you to get the full benefit. And yes, I do believe in that. I think I forgot the 5 ways of achieving. I think it's like, make sure it's achievable, big enough, something around those lines. You can look it up somewhere, but Just make sure it's achievable. It's doable. You're mentally capable to do it, and it will affect you long term. And when I do talk about mental health, one of the biggest, and I mean biggest, ways to embrace your mental health as a writer is meditation. And when I talk about meditation, I'm telling you how freaking amazing it is to just be present with your thoughts. When you meditate, it helps you focus. It helps you to, you know, like, take situations in a different light, see situations in a different light. You won't panic as much. It releases anxiety. It stops depression. And when I talk about this from personal experience, I've been meditating for a few months now, and I realized how focused I am, how I can maintain my focus on something for a longer period of time. I don't panic as much as I used to. I don't have anxiety as much as I used to. And I just kind of just think before I do stuff. I kind of just think through things more clearly, and I kind of just am more clear in my mind. And when I talk about meditation, it's basically you're giving your mind a workout. And a lot of people just think about mind-body, but also think about your spirit. Spirit is so important. It shows your purpose in life. It's your direction and why on this planet. Why are you on this earth? We are on this earth to help and serve people. And you need to develop your spirit just as you would develop your mind and body. And I always believe in mental health and avoiding burnout and stress as a writer, because writing is very hard. I'm gonna be honest with you, writing's not an easy skill to learn, and it's really easy to fall off that bandwagon and just burn out and lose your momentum. And I'm here to spread my message of embracing well-being, because when you're a writer, you have to take steps to help to making your health the best it can, because we're not just writers. We have to take care of our health if we want to do writing for long term. Do you want to be a writer? Do you want to write every day, 12 hours a day, and maintain that for 2 months? Or do you want to balance it and do other stuff and write 1 hour a day and do it for 5 years? So you have to think about long term and how is this going to affect you long term. And I truly believe that. I've been a writer and I've burned out a lot. I've lost my momentum. I've gotten lazy. I've just lost passion. And there's a lot of symptoms of burnout. Some symptoms could include increased cynicism, like, oh, I wasn't as good as a writer as I used to be. Writing's not as good as it used to be. And you kind of just shove thoughts into your head, even though you know it's not true, but you're just trying to come up with an excuse a little bit. Another one is, like I repeated earlier, lashing out and isolating yourself. Isolating yourself and lashing out is not a good approach to burnout. You need to tell someone. You need to reach out to how you're feeling to a trusted person, to your community, to you, who you trust, and they will be right there to catch you. They will support you. They will be there for you. And I truly believe in talking to someone about what's going on, because you cannot just keep things in. If you keep stuff in, it's going to boil up and accumulate, and you're just going to explode. I've been there. I used to keep emotions in, keeping my suicidal thoughts, keeping my anxiety and depression, and not telling anybody. And they just think that I'm just this jolly, bubbly person when I have my downfalls. I have my times where I just feel like crap and I don't tell anybody about it, and they just think I'm all happy and well, when sometimes I don't feel good sometimes, and I'm gonna say I don't feel good. It's better to say you're not feeling good than to fake it and say that you're happy, because we're human. We experience emotions and we just have to let it out. And another symptom of burnout is you either eat a lot more than you used to, or you eat a lot less. And it can also affect your sleeping. And yes, when I get, personally for me, when I'm really, really stressed out, I break out a lot on my skin, and I also eat a lot less. I don't know about you, but that's some of my symptoms of when I get really stressed out as a writer. But just in general, even, I break out a ton, and I just eat a lot. I eat a lot less. But there's some people who eat a lot when they're stressed out, because they just want to release those serotonin, the serotonin, and that's your feel good hormones. And yeah, they just keep eating the foods that feel like crap, but it's tasty, but you know it's going to make you feel like crap. So you have to eat foods that are tasty and love you back, such as fruits and vegetables, grains, seeds. Just make sure you eat a healthy diet. And I cannot stress that enough, the importance of eating a well-balanced diet and exercise. And another symptom of burnout is you lack engagement. You don't engage with your writing, you don't engage with your community as much as you used to. You kind of just isolate yourself, like I said before. And this is just one of the worst ways to handle your mental health experiences, because you're just gonna boil up all of your emotions, and you're just gonna, it's kind of like you're trapped in a prison and you're not letting it out. You're not telling people how you're feeling. And one of the biggest symptoms of burnout is not taking breaks. And when I talk about not taking breaks, I mean to the point where you write so much that you don't even care what time it is. You just want to get your writing done. You just want to finish up your blog. You just want to finish up whatever you're on to, and you don't even care about if my health is plummeting, if my sleep regimen is plummeting. You just want to keep writing. You just want to keep doing whatever you want to do without caring about your health. And that's very, very severe, because you need to, number one is health. Health is above everything, because if your health isn't in its best state, you're not going to do anything correctly. It's like saying, oh, I need to be loving everyone, but you need to love yourself first. If you love yourself first, you take care of yourself first, you're going to take care of others better. You're going to love others better. And I truly believe in self-love and self-care, because it's going to help you look at what's wrong with my body, what's wrong with how I'm feeling, and you're going to find ways to improve it and find ways to work on that, because there's always improvement. We're not perfect. We all make mistakes. We all have weaknesses, but we can work on those weaknesses and turn it around and make it a strength. And I'm not perfect either. I'm a human being, and I still have a lot of weaknesses, and I'm working on those weaknesses to be the best version that I can. And I truly believe that everyone can work on themselves to be their best version. And another symptom of burnout is feeling like you don't have enough time for anything anymore. And I definitely have fell into this trap. Time management is very important as a writer. You need to manage your time. You need to know, when am I going to finish this blog? When am I going to finish this manuscript? When am I going to finish this poem or when am I going to finish this speech to present to some people? You need to manage your time. Manage your time for breaks. Manage your time for your eating. And that's why people do morning and night routines, because it helps them get ready for their morning, or it helps them get to sleep. And one of the main things people do when they go to bed is they go on their device, and I don't recommend that. That first hour of bed, you shouldn't be going on your device, because it's because of that blue light. That blue light actually negates melatonin, which is your sleep hormone, which helps you go to sleep. Instead of going on a device which gives you that blue light, write or do journaling or read a book. That's a lot better than using that blue light, which is going to hinder your sleep. And another symptom of burnout is you don't have the confidence to think you can achieve your goals. And when I talk about making goals, make sure those goals are achievable, they're doable, and make sure that you can it's not mentally debilitating for you. And sometimes the littlest goals, they think, oh, I can't do this, and they just burn out. They just want to sleep all day, eat chips, and watch Netflix. And yes, all of us have just felt like that. And it's just, you have to take steps to take care of yourself first and tell your community that I don't feel my best right now, and I just need to take a break. I need to do a detox from my content, from my writing, from anything. And when I truly believe in detoxing, I can't stress that enough, how you need to detox from what you breathe. For example, if you're a writer or a poet, take a detox from your poet writing and do something else, such as hang out with friends or walk in nature or something that completely shifts you out of the zone of writing, the zone of being a writer, the zone of being a blogger, poet, journalist, whatever it is, and you're gonna come back so refreshed, so ready to just get back onto your writing, into your thinking cap to keep writing again. And yeah, those are some of the symptoms of mental health experiences for writers. And yeah, I'm here on this platform, here on this earth, here to help people who struggle with mental health as a writer. And I'm gonna help people embrace who they are as a person and evoke themselves as a writer. And I truly believe that you need to take care of your health if you want to do whatever, anything you do in life. You have to take care of yourself if you want to do it long term, because and we need to know our limits. First of all, you need to know your limits. What can you take? How long can you take it? And do you know when it's the right time to stop? And that's very important. Know your limit. I'm telling you, know your limit. You need to know when I need to stop this and know when I need to take a break. And yeah, those are some of the symptoms and of burnout and the ways you can reconcile and kind of remedy those symptoms and how to be a much more disciplined writer and much more healthy, happy, and well writer. And I truly believe in well-being and health and happiness, and I'm here to help people do that. And that was an episode of the Wellbeing Writer podcast. And like I said, if you want to reach out to me on email, I'm free for emails. If you want to reach out to me on Twitter, Instagram, DM me on any questions, I'm here to help. I'm right here to help you out. And yeah, I really love doing these podcasts. It helps me kind of just take what I say into audio form, and it's great for people who are on the go, or they just don't want to watch a video, watch a stream, and they just want to listen to a podcast. You could be driving, you could be cooking, you could be hanging out with friends or exercising. You just listen to a podcast, and that's a great way to absorb information without having to watch a video. And yes, that's why I made a podcast, to help people to take all of the content I make and put it in podcast form. So if you want to listen to it, and yeah, thank you so much for watching this podcast. And I truly believe that everyone has what it takes to be an amazing writer and be healthy, but only if you believe that you can embrace who you are as a person and evoke yourself as a writer. Thank you so much. I'll see you in the next episode of the Wellbeing Writer podcast. Love, happiness, peace. Goodbye.